More and more people are getting their teeth whitened in the search for that bright Hollywood smile. That's according to dentist Dr. Simon Darfour at No. 1 Harley Street. So how does it work? Is it safe? And just how white can you go?
What we have to do, we have to be realistic and assess how white or what shade of white you want. And depending on how much white you want, we can either do it by giving you trays and gels which you use at home, or we can power whiten them within a dental surgery setting where we use stronger concentrations of bleaching agents to get a much more pronounced result.
Now that sounds like it could be damaging your teeth though. I mean, what effect does it have on your teeth?
Well, it has to be safe because number one, if it wasn't safe, we wouldn't do it, end of. How it works by not damaging the enamel, so the enamel is safe, and it works by penetrating through the enamel and dissolving the mineral content within the dentine, which is the structure behind the enamel. So you get the illusion of your teeth being lighter because there's less mineral.
And how was that colour that got there in the first place? And how's it got kind of through the enamel to stain the stuff behind it?
What happens as we age, we will put different levels of what we call scar tissue, and dentine is scar tissue itself. So the older you get, the yellower your teeth are. Now, of course, lifestyle also plays an important role in that. People drink a lot of tea, coffee, red wine, curry, beer, and so on and so forth. And they are traditionally have yellower teeth. So that's what would make one's teeth darker than, for example, your next door neighbour. So it's a combination of external as well as internal stains, external being superficial, internal caused by the dentine being repaired. Now again, we will deposit different levels of dentine. You look at somebody who has a long hair and someone who's bald. Well, they both have hair, just at different levels. So some people will put more reparative dentine as a scar tissue than others. So in those people, their teeth will darken a lot quicker over a shorter space of time, and vice versa.
So how then do you get to the dentine? You said you get this sort of bleach to penetrate through. So sure. Tell me the process that you're going through.
The hydrogen peroxide itself is very caustic. Now what we've got to do, we have to break that down. And we use in the chair an ultraviolet light. That ultraviolet light will actually break down the hydrogen peroxide into oxygen radicals, and the oxygen radicals will penetrate through the enamel and work on the dentine behind it through something we call dentinal tubules, which is almost like a little channel which allows it to pass through the enamel and onto the dentine. So that's how it works. To a lesser degree, when we give people the take-home kits, it still works, but it's a much weaker concentration of peroxide. So the impact in terms of the dissolution or change in the composition of the dentine still occurs, but to a much lesser degree. Typically, you can get up to 2-3 shades lighter with the take-home kit, and within surgery, in some cases, up to 9 shades per visit.
And is it as safe to do it yourself?
Well, it really depends what the end outcome is going to be. If you're using a 12% concentration, it's relatively safe because that's not going to harm anything. Would I advise an untrained patient to use 33% at home? No, because they would burn themselves and they don't know how it handles. So I think that it's relative for what you want the outcome. If you want to have 1 or 2 shades, then use the take-home kits. If you want something more pronounced, more noticeable, more significant, it's got to be done professionally. And I don't buy these adverts that you can do it at home and get wonderful results. No, it doesn't work.
What about if you've got, say, slightly receding gums, or I don't know, you've got a cut in your gum or something like that? Surely that's going to be really painful.
You've hit the nail on the head. It will be. Assessment is everything. Once the gum has receded and it exposes part of what we call the root of the tooth, that's traditionally very, very sensitive. And if you whiten the root, it's very painful whilst it's being done and afterwards. So what the dentist would have to do would be to protect that and ensure that the peroxide doesn't actually work on the exposed root surface, because that's not going to help.
And in terms of the research that backs up the fact that this isn't damaging, because of course I can't help it, there's part of me that just goes, it must be damaging your teeth. What do we know about the research?
Well, the research is quite significant and quite extensive. Tooth whitening has been an ongoing process for the last 20, 25 years, but it's only really, shall I say, gone mainstream in the last 7-8 years, and it's backed up by lots of scientific papers and studies and 7-10 year research trials. So I think that for anyone out there, I can assure them that it's perfectly safe. We've got the research, we've got the figures, we've got the quotes. And as ethical clinicians, we wouldn't be doing it if we wanted patients to come back, which ultimately is what every successful dentist wants. So we're not in it for the short term just to whiten and say, off you go. We want you back again and again and again. So I think that's a reassurance to people out there.
And in terms of coming back then, how long does it last and how often do I have to have it done?
Well, it really depends on lifestyle. I'm quoting 12 to 18 months for how long the result lasts. And when I say lifestyle, again, we look to what causes external stains tea, coffee, your red wine, and so on and so forth. So you combine that with somebody who produces more reparative dentine, then you're going to be on the shorter end of having to have it redone, which is typically 12 to 14 months. If somebody uses, for example, a whitening toothpaste, or they abstains for things with stained teeth, the result is going to be more pronounced. So 12 to 18 months typically will be the average curve.
Does that mean you go back to where you were beforehand, or does it just mean you've gone a little bit darker?
You never actually go back to where you started. You're always maybe half a shade or one shade lighter if you use the take-home kit. But if you have your teeth in Surgi Power whitened, you'll probably regress maybe a shade or two. But you see, if you did that, you're going 6 to 9 shades lighter. But of course, because you're so conscious of it, you'd always want to revert back to where you were when you had it done. So you can be very, very critical. And I do say to people, it is very addictive. You know, whitening is a very addictive process. Maybe not as addictive as Botox, but it is very addictive.
That's Dr. Simon Darfour, dentist at No. 1 Harley Street in London.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.